Episode 5.
Hi, welcome to Bestie Talk, everyone.
I'm Kristen Janez.
And I'm Sakura Lee.
And we have a hot topic for y'all today.
Hot. Today we will be talking about how women should date.
Yes.
And this topic was actually recommended by a man.
Imagine that. Because I feel like men, they know how to date. But we get so wrapped up in feelings and in one person to where we kind of miss what dating actually is. Do you want to jump it off? So what is dating to you?
To me, dating is nothing more than collecting information. And it took me a while to learn this, but where I'm at right now, when I go on a date, I'm not expecting marriage. I'm not expecting to even be in a relationship with a person. I'm just going to enjoy spending time with someone, doing something that I like to do, and just learning. That person could end up being a friend. It could be nothing, or it could blossom. But simply put, to me, dating is just about collecting data.
Yes, I totally agree.
What's dating to you?
Same. Dating is just trying to figure out, do you see yourself with this person long term? You're trying to figure out these red flags. I think you should have a goal in mind. Some people date for fun, but I don't date for fun. I'm dating for my future. I'm dating for a husband. I'm dating for a potential stepfather for my kids. So I think you have to figure out what your purpose is with dating. If I was out here dating for fun, I'd just be out here entertaining anybody that's gonna pay for me to go get some food and some drinks.
I'm with you on that. So I just, since you said that, I do kind of want to backtrack a little bit. Now, like where I'm at in dating, I set my standards before I started dating. So that's what I'm checking, you know, the person against as I collect data. I kind of have like these things that I'm looking for in a potential partner, like you said, you know, for my son in the long term. But like when I enter in the date itself, you know, I have those things in the back of my mind.
They say to never tell a man like what your standards are when it comes to that, because they will paint themselves to be just that, just to get what they want out of you.
I can see that. I had a guy on a date to ask me what's my type, and I didn't name anything superficial. I just basically said someone who's kind and someone who has a vision. I just kept it very vague. Doesn't mean that I don't know what I'm looking for, because I know exactly what I want in a man, but I definitely wasn't giving him that, because men that ask those kind of questions to me, it looks like they're trying to see, like, what does it take to get you?
Yeah.
Who do they have to mirror? What do they have to become? And I mean, maybe he just genuinely wanted to know. But ladies, I would advise you to keep your deep, dark secrets of what you want in a man to yourself.
Yeah. And just check off those boxes as you meet people. And whoever is checking those boxes, you know, see what happens with that person.
Yeah. And one thing I want to say about checking the boxes, do not be afraid to stop dating someone. Like, if that person isn't interested in activities that interest you, like if y'all's dates aren't vibing with you, okay, you probably should discontinue dating that person. You know, you want to go ahead and weed things out as early as possible. So don't be scared to stop dating someone. Or just date them on your time. Put them in your back
sometimes
pocket.
It's just so fun. The ones we should be with, they're always the most fun. It's like, dang, I know I should cut him off. But he's just so fun. I've been there.
Would be a good time.
How I got my 10-year-old. Yes. It was a great time. I knew from day one that there was somebody I shouldn't have even been entertaining.
Wow.
And it was only a matter of time, but it was fun. I was young and dumb, and it was fun. I was having a blast. And next thing I know, I'm with child, and now I have ties with this person for the next 18 years. So be careful, ladies. Don't fun ones. Woo!
But you know what? The thing about that is, like, when you were dating that person, I was with you, but I was like, I don't like him. And then with my baby daddy, you were like, what are you doing? And I'm right. like,
but we were having fun, he laughing, having a good time.
Yeah, he ha ha.
Laughed our way into single motherhood.
Right? But where I'm at right now, I do not have time to waste. If it's not on the up and up initially, it's been real, but I'm out. And sometimes those people that may not be good dates could be good friends.
Agreed. Because I don't ever let a person go. I keep them, you know, at arm's length just in case.
You keep them in your orbit.
Yes. Because you never know when you may need a person or, you know. And I met some great connections, and I try to keep those and maintain those, even if the relationship aspect doesn't come out of it.
Right. Like, right now, I only date people of quality. So if it's not working out in a relationship, I know that they're probably a good person that I want, you know, that I would like to have as a friend. You know, everybody has different things about themselves. But where I'm at now, I'm only dating quality. It's not just Mr. Fun Time.
And I think that comes with age. Mm-hmm. And after going through so much, at some point you're like, okay, let me stop my mess and stop entertaining anything and everything out here.
Yeah, wasting time.
Literally.
That you won't get back.
Wasting tears that you won't get back.
Ooh, taking your folks through therapy sessions with you.
Getting your family all riled up only for you to be back with the person.
Oh, man. I love where we are now, though.
Me too.
Yeah. So
we were, definitely.
How did you date in the past, or did you date? Like, in your early 20s, what was dating like for you?
See, early 20s, I did not have a clue of what dating actually was. You know, when you're young and you're talking to a guy, it's like, you know, that's my man. We together. We know we've been texting and talking. We're a thing. So it wasn't like dating multiple people. You know, I might have been talking to other people, but I was trying to keep it a secret, trying to save people's feelings and things like that, even though they were still dating around and doing whatever they had going on. In comparison to now, before I got with my now partner, I was just dating. I was exploring my options, but everybody knew that I had other stuff going on. I didn't lead anyone to believe, like, oh, you're the only one, because that's the lie I was letting them believe in the past. Like, oh, I'm not talking to anybody but you, babe. I'm not talking to nobody either. But that's not what it was. When I got grown, it was like, because they knew what type of time we were on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I feel like when I was younger, I was more into having that public appearance of, you know, me being with just one person and that person only. But mm-hmm. I definitely talk to other people too. But where I'm at right now, I'm dating multiple people, and everybody knows that I'm dating.
Mm-hmm. But it's, yeah, you don't have to get details. Yeah. I think it's good to let them know that they're not the only one, but they will try to pry and deal and try to find out what the other person does, what do they have going. Sir, that's none of your business.
Exactly. And none of you. Oh my God. You wouldn't believe the amount of men where I hear, they're like, if you want to run that person by me, we can talk about it. You know, let me know. I can let you know if he's making, you know, funny moves or not. And I'm like, if we're dating, why would you want to know about other dates? I'm just telling you up front that I'm dating.
Well, I kind of see that. Let me see my competition. What else you got going on? What's she doing? But it's none of my business, you know, and that'll only, you know, you'll start operating in the spirit of comparison and insecurity. You know, trying to figure out, oh, does he like her more? Is he doing for her what he does with me?
Yeah. And I think that could put a lot of pressure on dating itself. And dating, to me, I'm not dating anybody that's giving me pressure.
Mm. What do you mean by pressure?
When I say pressure, like, if they're trying to take me too fast, like faster than how things are going, you know, I'm just not interested in doing something that's not a natural flow or that I'm not saying on my time as if I have to control it, but I'm not doing anything that's unnatural. Like if someone's ready to be exclusive or boyfriend, girlfriend, married, whatever. And if I'm not there, I'm not interested in continuing with that person, like putting so much pressure on me.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that I'm at a point now where I can tell when a man is interested, because it's so much easier for me to let men go who are fake interested. Mm. Like people that are wasting time trying to keep me as a placeholder or call me, you know, every few weeks to just check in. I let them dance, but I see it, you know.
Yeah, you just kind of have to group people for where they are.
Right. Oh, so speaking of grouping, ladies, just drop a comment down below. Do you put men in a group or do you just, is this something you even think about? If yes, put a one. If not, put a two. Mm-hmm. I like to see the stats on that because I don't think I know when I was younger, I was a group of men. Like when I was younger than 30, I did not group men. But now I definitely group them.
So define like the groups, like what type of groups?
Girl, I was just going to go there. So I definitely group them. I put them in a friend group or a potential mate group or a no. But because I date quality people, the no's are still good. So it's like, if they're asking me on some kind of date and I just want to entertain it, cool. But I know at the end of the day, it's a no, like relationally. Like if that person were to say, hey, can we be exclusive? It's probably going to be a no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
know they work their way. Do you feel like a guy can work his way out of that no group?
Out of the no?
Yeah. You know, so, people change. People evolve.
They do. I mean, I guess I haven't really pulled anybody out of the no category yet. And usually I don't put somebody in the no category until they've shown some major character flaw, whether it's like them being manipulative, you know, I can't trust them. Because ultimately, if I can't trust a man, I'm not going to respect him, right?
Yeah.
So if they're in the no category, for me right now, that's just where they belong. And now, if their behavior changes, then yeah, they could come out of the no category.
Yeah, trust is a major thing for me. Like, if I can't trust you, it's never going to go anywhere because my mind is going to always be racing, trying to figure out what you're doing. He didn't answer the phone. Oh, he must be with another female. Like, I cannot trust. I have to be able to trust you for my own peace of mind and my anxiety and my mental health.
What are your categories? Like, do you categorize a man?
Yeah, when I was dating, it was like, okay, this is a potential someone I could see myself with. That was a group. One group, I did have a fun group. Don't get me wrong. It was like the lit group. They got some money they trying to blow. Don't mind spending it. Cool. In my nose, I don't even group them because it's like, if it's a no, you're not even here. And
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So that's kind of my groups. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
You don't know what, friend?
I'm trying to think back. Like, I don't think I had anyone in the potential group until here recently.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that group is slim. You make it to that group, you probably one or two.
Two is the max. You finna be my man, if you in that potential group.
Yeah, you get a target on you if you're in that group.
And another group is like potential, but it's just not him, but something in his world that's not sitting well with me, whether it be how they're raising their kid or if they have drama with an ex, or if they have some type of, you know, character flaw, like you said. So it varies.
And I think as women, you know, sometimes we can be emotional, but it's really important to think logically through things and not try to see a man for what he could be 5 years from now or who he could be in the next 10 years. Like, you really want to look at that person, how they're presenting themselves to you today. Correct. And like, just take it at that. Like, how do y'all connect with how that person is today? Like, if he never changed anything about himself, if you never, you know, changed anything about yourself, are y'all compatible? Do you connect? You know, do you have chemistry as is? Like, don't try to shape or, you know, put somebody in a category. Can you get along with that person now and y'all be like a successful couple? I think that's something to think about.
I think so too, because we tend to fall in love with potential sometimes. Like, I think this person has great potential. They can possibly be this and that. But like you said, what are they showing you currently in this moment?
Right. Yeah.
What they say they're going to be doing, but who are they today, right now?
Right. And that's one thing that us ladies have that I don't think that men really have is intuition. Like, mm-hmm. ladies, we just know. And mm-hmm. listen to your knower. Listen to the Holy Spirit in you. And when you know, don't ignore it. Like, the moment you feel something's off, it probably is.
Yeah.
Don't try to overlook it or sweep it under the rug, because it'll just be exposed later. So I do think it's important to stay current and to look at things for how they're going now and to pay attention to your knower.
And ask God, because I've in the past in relationships, I've asked God, like, God, if this person is not for me, please remove them. And when I tell you they be gone, they be out of here.
Prayer right there. That is a prayer.
You gotta be ready though. You gotta be ready to cut that person off in the event God is like, that person is not for you. So don't ask God to show you that this person is not for you, and you continue to stay in there. You're gonna be sick when it's time for that relationship to demise, baby. Your stomach gonna be in the flow. I promise. Because God gave you the warning, but you didn't listen. You asked him to show you, and he did. But hey, you thought that meat wasn't greasy.
That is key. I pray that too, like, that God will remove the people that shouldn't be in my life, or, you know, close doors that should be open and open those that should, and make the connections that should happen. So when you see people stop calling you for a while, that's the person that probably should be in your life too. Mm-hmm. That's another key indicator. I let some people go. Like, if I ask God what this person is, and then all of a sudden I don't hear from them for like a week or two, I know what you are. You should be gone. It is just easier. It's so much easier to date from like a clear mind, you know, mm-hmm. like whatever your boundaries are, whatever you be. Only give people what you're comfortable with giving. So, like, you know, if you want to be celibate and not have sex, hold that standard. Don't break it. Because otherwise you're going to compromise, and that person will get a part of you that you really didn't want somebody who means nothing to you to have. So I would just say keeping those boundaries for yourself. Like, date selfishly.
Absolutely.
Day for you. Day to put yourself in the best position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And figure out your purpose for dating. Like, some people don't want to get married. I know that's not an aspiration for everyone. And if you're just out here dating and having fun, have at it. But be upfront and honest with
for those people. Who are.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to lead someone on. And you know this person, you know, wants to get married, and that's nowhere on your radar. Just be upfront and honest with them about that. And if they decide to stick around, cool.
Right. That's a good part about dating, is being yourself, you know, just putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And then either take it or leave it. It works or it doesn't. So, friend, let me ask you a question. Because sometimes as ladies, we'll hang around in a relationship or a situationship longer than we should. Have you ever been in a relationship or a dating scenario where you knew it should end, but you continue? Like, what did that look like for you?
Pretty much everyone I've been in up until now. Honestly, I get red flags early on, but it's like me. I see red flags. Oh, it's a carnival. Let me go see what's going on over here and entertain it. And it turned out very bad for me. I ended up very hurt every single time I continued to entertain something that I knew wasn't for me.
Wow.
It wasn't going anywhere. But and a lot of times, it was because I didn't want to be alone. I wanted to say that I had someone. You know, just the image of being a girlfriend or a wife. And it ended up backfiring in the end. So now I move way differently. I date for me. I date with purpose. Yeah. What about you? Have you ever stuck around in something that you knew you shouldn't have been in?
Oh, definitely. Not only did I stick around, I went and pursued it. And I know that the woman is not supposed to be the pursuer. Ladies, if you ever find yourself in a situation where you are going after a man, it's out of order. Mm. Like, the man is supposed to find the wife. He's supposed to pursue you. And a man who is truly interested, it doesn't matter where he lives in the world, he's coming for you. Like, you can be in another state. And if that's your person, he will literally come. But when I was younger, there was someone I was in a relationship with, and I knew that he was like a man whore and just out there. And I just wanted the attachment, basically, you know. And that was because I had personal issues where I had lost the most important people in my life, and I didn't want him to leave me. So mm-hmm. I tried to make myself always available, always trying to prove that, you know, I'm only sleeping with you. I'm for you. And a woman should never be in that position of pursuing a man or proving anything to a man. That is what the man is supposed to do. And so where I'm at today, if I find, you know, and while I'm dating someone, if I see a man trying to put me in like a chasing energy, he's automatically no for me, because mm-hmm. I'm never going to chase you. Like, I'm never going to be the one hunting you down, trying to get in your corner, because I'm the prize. So
men will do that. That's one of the mind games they play. They wow. play the everything's going good. Well, let me go ghost and see how much she'll call me or blow me up. See how
baby, you're gonna be sick wondering what I'm doing.
Baby, you gonna think we's a loo. We playing a quiet game over here. Who wants me?
Yeah. We just, you know, it's just so important. For us ladies, you don't want to waste time, and you also don't want to lower your self-esteem, because whenever you start chasing a man, you're really lowering your self-esteem and your self-worth. It's like you're saying, I'm not worth this man coming to me. Like, you should never have to move any part of your life or any part of anything. You shouldn't be the one in the pursuit. It mm-hmm. should always be the man, and anything less than that is going to tear a woman down. You know, and that's not how God created things.
He the man who finds is the wife for us. He who finds a wife, not she who finds a husband.
Right. I don't even look.
Me either.
But I definitely show up to be seen.
Look. But I've noticed I've met some of the most genuine connections. When I wasn't even looking for people, like when I was in the mind frame, was like, oh, I want a boyfriend. I really want to date somebody. I wasn't having any luck because I was like out here chasing and wanting that. But when I was just like, oh, whatever, I'm just out here living authentically, genuine connections just started flowing to me. And it's worked out better that way when I wasn't actively looking, when I made sure that I was healed and I was the person that I wanted to be for someone else.
That makes perfect sense, because what a lot of people don't realize is that you attract who you are.
Ooh.
Like, you don't just get what you want. You can mm-hmm. want all day, but until you become the person that you're looking for, you're not going to attract that person to you.
Like,
people are attracted to who you are. You know, some people say it's the anointing, but people are really attracted to who you are. And yeah. so if you're not finding what you want, become what you want, and then that comes to you. Otherwise, you're going to keep going in this circle and never be fulfilled.
Absolutely. You attract who you are. That is so real. And Yeah, that's definitely a thing. When I was attracting low quality people, I was a low quality person. And I was entertaining that because I didn't, my self-worth wasn't where it needed to be. My self-esteem where it wasn't needed to be. So that was a good point, bestie.
Yeah, it took many years to get there.
It takes time. That's why we are here to help y'all.
But the beautiful part is once you become it, God will send it out of nowhere. Like, I have literally been in a nail shop. And this woman was like, hey, would you be interested in dating my friend? He's a former pro soccer player and attorney. And I asked God, I'm like, wait a minute. Is this happening? Wasn't looking for anything, y'all. I was just in the nail shop getting my nails done. So it's real. Like, when you become who you want, that's when it'll come to you. Like, God is going to make sure it comes to you.
I agree, because God isn't going to allow you to meet a good high quality person in your trash right now, and you're moving grimy, and you're just not, you know, doing what you need to do as a person. So you have to get you in order first before you can bring someone into your world. And I don't want a man to meet me when I'm not in my best. Mm-hmm. I need to be at my very best before I come in contact with people.
That's beautiful, friend. That is so beautiful. Like, that's worth thinking about. You know, you definitely want to be at your best. And that's going to change, you know, over time as you grow, as you heal, and as you learn things about yourself and, like, how you respond to certain situations. I think God is just so good, because, like, the people that we met when we were in this low state, we were still growing. Like, we were also, like you said, in that same space. But God kept us, you know, covered so that our husbands don't know that. Like, whoever, you know, end up marrying, they don't know that person that used to, you know.
Yes.
Be ratchet. Do you know. They don't know that person.
And they shouldn't know. And that brings me to a point. Stop telling a man everything you've done in the past. That's not for them to know. Even though you may be delivered from that, a man doesn't have to know everything about your past. Mm-hmm. Keep some stuff to yourself.
That's a great point. And I think, too, for me, one of the things that God did for me when I came to D.C. and I was about to work at the Pentagon, just, you know my background, right? But, like, when I came here, my mind was still thinking that I was the person that I used to be. And God said, you were never that person. So that's why today I don't wear that on me, because whatever I was at 19, 21, I know that I'm not that person. So, like, ladies, we also have to know that when God forgives us, it's done. Like, it's no need to relive those thoughts or to carry that around or to explain or tell other people, because that's never who you were. Like, it was something that happened. It's cleared. No need to carry that.
Don't let people guilt trip you and bring up your past. If you are with someone and they know your past and they're constantly bringing it up, that's not the person for you, because they're living in the past.
Friend, if I had a bell, I would ring it. Ding, ding, ding. If I had a bell, I would ring it. Only Satan will bring up your past. Only somebody that's trying to pull you back into that low self-esteem, low self-worth person is going to mention your past. Like,
I agree.
When you meet your man,
I'm new. Such a past. Ain't no past, baby. I'm new.
Yeah. They are working on building a future, like taking you as you are now and building a future, you know. Yeah, people that mention your past, leave them in the past.
Yes. And that's why I don't backtrack. Like, if I've dated you and it didn't work out, I don't go back. Like, I don't spin the block. I don't let you have another chance on me. If it's over, it's over. Like, we can be cool, but we'll never get back to that romantic relationship that we once had, because that was your season. And if it didn't work out in that season, I don't I just don't think that's the new season that God wants you in my life.
I agree with you 1,000% on that. And I also think that when people from the past come to your present, you should just, you know, if you want to be nice, just say hello, but definitely let it go, because some relationships expire. And what you don't want to do is take people with you in this new healed state, and they're still remembering you from, like, you know, whenever you used to drink, whenever you used to smoke or whatever, you know, if you did anything like that, they're still remembering the old you. And that's who they're expecting you to currently be. But you can't be that old you as a new person. So for me, you know, I decided now people, everything gets one shot with me. You got one shot. And that's it. If you mess up, or not even mess up, because some things aren't meant to work out at all. Yeah. But if it just doesn't work, okay, cool. Like, it's 8 billion people in this world. Next.
Don't trip over just one.
No.
Yeah.
That is so good. Let those old relationships go. Ladies, don't let people spin a block on you either, because they know exactly who you are. Yeah. Like, whether or not, if they miss the opportunity, that is not your fault. That just means God has greater for you. And so what if he has money? So what if he's well known? You know, if that person fumbles you, God is just going to bring somebody better. Like, God is not going to give you less than what you've already had. He's only going to give you better.
I agree. And don't stay with a person just because of circumstances, just because, oh, my whole family knows him, or, oh, we got kids together, oh, we've been through so much.
Don't be the ride or die.
Don't.
Because the ride or dies usually die.
Every time.
The man should be dying, because Jesus died for us. Like, I'm telling somebody that I'm dating now, then, like, I believe that my husband is going to do three things. I believe that he's going to die for me, that he's going to feed me, and that he's going to bleed for me. Because Jesus did it. So you want somebody, your person, your husband is going to do at a minimum what Jesus did for his bride.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And by dying, I don't mean like he's sacrificing his life. I mean, he's dying to his flesh. You know,
the old things die.
Yeah. Like, he's becoming that new person that God created him to be.
He's not going to the same places he went. He's not in the strip club. He's not entertaining
the roster
and things like that. Right. Those things die. The flesh dies.
He doesn't have that wondering eye.
Or those in sliding in DM. He ain't looking at Instagram models and sending big booty bees to his friends. Like, that's not what he... Your man might be doing it. But, you know, the man that we want,
he ain't doing it.
Yeah. You have to set those standards for yourself. You really have to set those standards for yourself.
Because if you don't have any standards, that means that you're willing to accept and receive anything from a man. But if you have standards, at minimum, he's going to meet those standards. If you're any woman of quality, you know. Now, if you out here just lying to yourself, and you want this high-value man, but you have no standards, that's delusional.
You have to be a high-value woman to attract a high-value man.
Right.
Vice versa. You have to be a high-value man to attract a high-value woman. You have to bring something to the table. You can't lead with your money and then expect a woman to want your heart.
That's a good one.
Just like a woman, vice versa. You can't lead with your body and then expect a man to want you for your heart.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because it is not, you don't get anything that is sure, ladies, when you lead with your body. Because men are visual creatures. Yeah, they see the curves. They'll entertain the curves all day long, but the curves don't keep the man.
Yeah, they say that's the
face. You could be the prettiest woman in the world. Look at Halle Berry and Beyonce. They both got cheated on. You know, you could be beautiful, you can be bad, you can be made up, but your body does not keep a man. You gotta have substance. It's who you are. It's who you are and how you can fit into his life that keeps him? How do you make that man feel? Like, you know, could he see himself being more motivated with you? Like, men are looking at those intangible things, whether they verbalize it or not. They're looking at those intangible things. Like, how do you add value to them? Because mm-hmm. if the only value you have is a body, you're only going to be getting calls when it's time for them to use your body.
Absolutely.
And they will use it.
Yeah.
And not even want you. Like, a man will sleep with you and know he don't want anything.
A man do that all the time. That ain't nothing new.
Yeah, so
that's one thing you got to be cautious about when giving your body away. Don't think he loves you just because. No,
that doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, women give their bodies away all the time. Like, you know, a pretty face and a nice body will get you in the room, but what will actually keep you there?
Yeah, you got to have a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I would say keep the body. Like, you know, you gotta, when you're dating, you know, if it's a potential person, you're gonna know because they're gonna connect with you emotionally. Mm-hmm. Like, they're gonna tell you vulnerable, they're gonna be vulnerable, they're gonna be willing to like cry, open themselves up, you know. And it doesn't mean you should expect this from every man, because you only need one man at the end of the day to be your husband. But like, you can tell. You want to build those foundations that are like intangibles first,
mm-hmm.
versus anything external or physical. And if a man is like pushing you into physical stuff, you want to watch it. Like, touching you funny, putting his hands, you know, on your thigh, kissing your neck. If you know you're not sexually active, you have to watch those things, because that man is testing you to see, where can I go? Is she really not having sex? Did she really mean it? Like, mm-hmm. they hear you when you say, you know, you're not doing anything, but they're still going to test you anyway.
Right. The good men, if they know that that's what they're on and they want that, they'll just go ahead and leave you. Like, okay, we're not aligning. Let me go find somebody else who is. But you have those low down men that will literally try you just to say, oh, she said she was celibate. Hey, I hit that. So don't fall victim for it. Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
stand your ground.
This has been good. I think we hit a whole lot of great points on how women should date. So just to recap, we talked about how you should keep your options open. Don't get emotionally attached. You want to date logically. Think logically. Don't be delusional. And also not to waste your time. Don't waste your time, and to keep your standards.
Don't fall in love with potential. Right. Figure out your purpose for dating. Are you dating for fun? Are you dating for a husband?
Focus on becoming, because when you become, you'll attract who you are, not what you want.
Absolutely. Stay tuned for the next episode. If you like this one, make sure you subscribe.
All right, see you guys.